Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and blessed to be with you this morning. Still having a little issues with my throat, but I know that my daddy God is good. And that before the show is over, my voice will be back. Hallelujah. I'm claiming it, believing it. I'm trusting God in it. In the name of Christ Jesus, all things will work for good because I know that I trust and that I love the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, fam. I pray as we stay on moving morning glory that no things broke in and no fires broke out in your home, that all is well because God is in the midst. Hallelujah. Thanking God for another day and knowing that it all is well. I got my teeth. I got my limits. I got my honey. I got some medicine yesterday, and I'm ready to roll. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to do what God has called me to do. And that is praise his name. Father God in heaven, I lift up this word today, asking you, Lord God, as I do every day, increase as I decrease. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you are my strength, and you are my redeemer. And Father God, all I can say is thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your kindness toward me. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for being faithful, for always being there in my midst, in the midst when I had need, being there when I was just happy, celebrating being your child. Lord God, I ask you to guide and lead and show me the way towards you, God, that I would be appreciative of my blessings and take care of what you've given me, God. I ask you to just guide me and lead me. Just guide me if I need it, God. But never leave you. Please never leave. I look here and lift up this word. Asking you to give me discernment and understanding that I may teach and preach your word. Using what you tell me to say. And as you increase and I decrease, let the words of my mouth be in my mouth. It's acceptable in your sight. And be your words, not mine. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Giving most honor. To the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. There is nothing in this world I think is good as green tea and honey. So I'm thanking God for my tea. Thanking God for all of you. Asking God to continue lifting up my voice, that it gets better and better. That I'm able to teach this word with anointing and with God's grace. Hallelujah. Thanking God for all of you this morning. And our word for today is going to be coming out of Colossians. You know, we got to learn how to just praise God in the midst. Paul goes through some stuff. We all know. Paul went through. Jeremiah went through. You know, both of them went through. But I love the word that God gave me from Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, which is our title for this morning, which we will get to. It's set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. You know, we've heard the term, there's no heavenly mind and no earthly good. I don't believe that this is what God is talking about in this scripture, that you're so heavenly mind and you're no earthly good. But I believe that you have to set your mind on things above, which is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and not on what's going on this earth, because what's going on this earth can make you crazy. Because you find yourself constantly looking at the news, constantly trying to see what's going on, trying to see what did this person do today, what did that person say today, what did this happen, how did that happen, what is going on in the war, what is going on in the air, what's going on, you know, we got so many what's going on that we forget to say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for just being my mighty God, being my dad, being my father, being my friend. You know, we forget God in the midst of all the crazy going on in the world, that we forget to give thanks. And God is wanting us to spend time with him. And I know I'm speaking for me. I can't talk about anybody but myself. You know, the first thing in the morning, you jump up and you grab the news. What's going on in the world? When I need to know what's going on in my spirit, am I ready to do the will of God? As I had to repent. I had to repent because I started realizing I was spending more time looking at the news than looking at the Word. And so I had asked God to forgive me because this world is not worth my faith. So let's get in our Word this morning. Jeremiah is going through. He is going through. Because he's young, folks don't want to believe him. They got all these prophet liars whispering in everybody's ear that they don't want to hear the truth. You got the liars out there saying, well, you know, this is the truth. When your heart tells you, God tells you, no, that's a lie. You know that's a lie. But if I say it's a lie, it makes me look bad, Lord. If I say it's a lie, it makes me look like I was a fool, Lord. If I say it was a lie, then nobody's going to ever trust me again. And God said, a lie is a lie is a lie. And Jeremiah is trying to tell them, these folks are lying to y'all. They are not telling you the truth of what thus says the Lord. But the prophet liars, they ready to kill him. They want him put in jail. They want him out of the way because he's telling the truth. You know, you got folks that don't want to hear the truth. They rather stand on a lie, fight for a lie, than hear the truth. And that was what was going on in Israel. They didn't want to hear this little of stuff after had to say from the child of Benjamin. What did he know? What does he know? What does he know? He don't know anything. He's not even from the priestly class. He's not this, he's not that. He's just a little old naked child. So let's see what the word says. Please join me in Jeremiah chapter 9. And today we'll be reading Jeremiah chapter 9 through chapter 10. We will also be continuing in the 118th Psalm. And we'll be in verses 5 through 9. Our proverb for this morning is Proverbs 27 and 7. And our title word is coming out of Colossians chapter. And some I know call it Colossians. I call it Colossians chapter 3. So as we get started, again, thank you, Lord, for this day. And Lord, God, may this word touch someone's heart, someone's mind, and someone's spirit, that is not saved, that they will want to be saved. by your mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name. Amen. And understand that the word I'm about to read is a little harsh. Because Jeremiah didn't lie. He told the truth, and the truth is what he told. And he said in his word, oh, that my head were watered and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place for travel, that I might leave my people and go from them. For they are all adulterers and assembly of treacherous men. And like their bow, they have bent their tongues for life. I think he's preaching to us. They are not valiant for the truth on the earth, but they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, says the Lord. Everyone take heed to his neighbor. Do not trust any brother, but every brother will utterly disappoint, and every neighbor will walk with slander. Everyone will deceive his neighbor and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. Their dwelling place is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit, they refuse to know me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will refine them and try them, and how shall I deal with the daughter of my people? Their tongue is an arrow shot at. It speaks deceit. One speaks peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lies and waits. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? I will take up a weeping and a wailing for the mountains and for the dwelling places of the wilderness of lamentation, because they are burned up so that no one can pass through, nor can men hear the voice of the cattle. Both the birds of the heavens and the beasts of flesh, they are gone. I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a den of jackals. I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. The wise men, who may understand this, and who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare, why does the land perish and burn up like wilderness, so that no one can pass through? And the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, nor walked according to it, but they have walked according to the dictates of their own hearts and after the Baals, which their fathers sought them. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Behold, I will feed them, this people, with wormwood and give them water of gall to drink. Sour wine, they try to give it to Jesus. I will scatter them among the Gentiles, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword after them until I have consumed them. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women, that they may come and send a skillful wailingness, that they may come, let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, for our eyes may run with you, and our eyelids search with water. For a voice of wailing is heard from them. How we are plundered. We are greatly ashamed because we have forsaken the land because we have been cast out of our dwelling. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O women, and let your ears receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters daily, and everyone our neighbor a lamentation. For death has come through our windows, has entered our palaces, to kill off the children no longer to be outside, and the young men no longer on the street. Speak, that's it, Lord. Even the carcasses of men shall fall as refuge on the open field, like cutting off the harvest, and no one shall gather them. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, let not let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness, and yes. And when we put that all together, we're talking grace. God is giving us grace. For indeed, I delight, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will punish all who are circumcised with the uncircumcised. Egypt, Judah, Edom, the people of Ammon, Moab, and all who are in the father's corners who dwell in the wilderness. For all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. And as I do every day, my disclaimer, I am coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for each day of the year. It is a daily Bible. And I am coming out of the New King James Version. And again, I am not paid by Dr. Stanley or his ministries to hawk his Bible. But I will tell you, it is genuine. Dr. Stanley loves God. And if this Bible is worth God. So go to ChristianBooks.com. Again, not paid by them to hawk their words, but go to ChristianBooks.com and get this Bible. It is worth having. I don't know if we're going to be in it again next year, only God knows, but I do know that we will be in it until December 31st. Revelation chapter 22 verse 21, that we will be in for our last word of the year for our word of God. So thank God again for this word. Please support Dr. Stanley's ministry and continue supporting this show. I appreciate you, and I'm thankful for all of you that listen in live or listen later. Thank you, and thank you again. And so let's go into life lessons, and all life lessons, life questions, life example, what the Bible says, come from Dr. Stanley. And they are enlightening. So I thank God for Dr. Stanley, and I thank God, again, for all of you. And praising God this morning, I am just grateful to have another day, because somebody did not wake up this morning. So let's give God praise today. Let's give God praise today. Say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as I go to this life as an example, in Jeremiah chapter 9, and it says Jeremiah saw for compassion. He was. He had compassion for everybody. And it says Jeremiah is often called the weeping prophet. But little in his writing evokes either comfort. He wept because the people of his time had turned from God and had begun to reap the dreadful consequences of their sin. He also wept because with the careful eye of a true prophet of God, Jeremiah saw the devastation to come. And even though he occasionally urged the Lord to give his wandering people the full measure of what they deserved, Jeremiah 11:20, it says, most of the time, he pled for mercy and the divine grace needed to lead them back to repentance, Jeremiah 8:20, which we read on yesterday. Do we weep when we see people wandering away from God? I do. And heading straight toward judgment. Do we strive to show godly compassion to those in great spiritual danger? Or do we still keep silent, hoping to see God's wrath pour out on our enemies? Think that through. Which person are you? And then we go to Jeremiah 9:24. Life lesson is this, let him who glories, glory in this, that he understands and knows me. Let us glory in the knowledge of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And as Dr. Stanley tells us, intelligence, power, and riches all give human beings the illusion of being in control. But the illusion always comes to an end when we put our confidence in God alone. However, we find something worth our boast. Who are you boasting in the Lord this morning? Are you thinking about all the stuff that you got? But just remember this. He said on a regular over here that all your stuff is going to be here for somebody else to clean up when you go, because you can't take it with you. You know, I always think about the joke, the joke, and it's old, that the greedy man, the narcissist, who had all this money, told his wife, when I die, I want all my money buried with me. And when he died, she wrote a nice check and put it in the casket. Take that through. And the word of God comes back and says, hear the word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel, thus says the Lord. Do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven. And the Gentiles are dismayed at them, for the custom of the people are futile. For one cut the tree from the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with an axe. They decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers, so that it will not topple. They are upright like a palm tree, and they cannot speak. They must be carried because they cannot go by themselves. Do not be afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, nor can they do any good. That sounds almost like a Christmas tree, don't it? Inasmuch as there is none like you, O Lord, you are great, and your name is great in mercy. Who would not fear you, O King, the nation? But this joyful for you, for among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdom, there is none like you. But they are altogether dull-hearted and foolish. A woman is a worthless doctor. Silver is beaten into place. It is brought from Tarshish and gold from Uphaz, the work of the craftsman, and for the hand of the metalsmith, blue and purple are their clothing. They are all the work of skillful men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure its indignation. Thus you shall say to them, O God, little you that have not made the heavens, and the earth shall perish, from the earth and from under these heavens. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom. He has stretched out the heavens of his discretion. When he utters his words, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to extend from the earth, the ends of the earth. Ooh, God is good. And as we continue in this chapter, he makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasure. Everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. Every metalsmith is put to shame by it, for he has his molded image in falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are full a work of error. In the time of their punishment, they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the maker of all things, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. Gather up your wares from the land, O inhabitants of the fortress, for thus says the Lord, behold, I will throw out at this time the inhabitants of the land, and will distress them that they may find itself. Woe to me for my heart. Woe is me for my heart. My wound is severe, and I say, truly this is an infirmity, and I must bear it. My tent is pointed, and my cords are broken. My children have gone from me, and they are no more. What a word. There is no one to pitch my tent anymore. I set up my curtain. But the shepherds have become dull-hearted and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flock shall be scattered. Behold, the noise of the report has come, and a great commotion out of the earth country is to make the cities of Judah desolate, a den of Jacob. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks the direct path. O Lord, correct me but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Pour out your fury on the Gentiles. And it tells us, it says, who do you know? Who do not know you? Who does not know the Lord? You know, if you just watch television, you know the Lord. You've heard the word God. So there's nobody that should not know the Lord. And on the families who do not call on your name, for they have eaten up Jacob, devoured him, consumed him, and made his dwelling place desolate. I like living. Who would not fear you, O King of Nations? But this is the rightful due. The reason of his on God chooses to veil his glory most of the time. And men and women fall prostrate whenever they see an unveiled angel. Revelation 19:10. Imagine what they would feel if they saw God. They couldn't handle it. The children of Israel couldn't even handle the countenance of Moses when he came from the mountain. He had to hide his face under a veil because he radiated the presence of God. was obedient. Man of God. What a word this man. And as we go forth, Psalms 118, verses 5 through 9 says, I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a bar. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. We all have haters. But that's all right. Because we know we have a God who's bigger. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. I'm going to read that again. It is better to trust in the Lord than put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Feel they are higher than me. Proverbs 27:7, a satisfied soul loathes the honeycomb, but to a hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. What a word. But let's go back over to Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9. It says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in him. And Dr. Stanley says this, and I am so in agreement. Even the best of friends can say one thing and do another. Even the most trusted public officials can break their promise. Wow, what a word. God made us to depend on him to look for his guidance and direction and counsel. We commit our lives to him, not merely for salvation, but for what we need and where we go. Every moment of our life, God always does what you said. He keeps every promise he makes for trust. Are you trusting in the Lord today? Are you trusting in Boo Boo and Nanny Sister Cece? Are you trusting in everybody but God? We got to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. And it says in the Proverbs, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall do that. You gotta keep trusting God, doesn't it? And as you go to Colossians chapter 3, it says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with God. What a word. I'm going to read that again. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. You got your white outfit. Is your white robe pressed? Oh, praise God. Therefore, put to death your members, which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the earth of judgment. Yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourself are put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language in your mouth, out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, the word. And our title came out of verse 2, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. That's our word for this morning. We are who we say we are, children of the Most High God. And we got to walk in it, talk in it, and act like we who we are. We can't be a stiff-necked people anymore. We got to listen to the voice of God who speaks to each and every one of us. Verse number 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. If anyone has a complaint against each other, in other words, we got to forgive. Because Christ forgave us, so we must forgive those who trespass against us. And it says, but above all these things, put on love. Put on love. Whew, what a word this man. Which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, but this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Provoke your children lest they become discouraged. Wow, that is a word to think about. And they say that's a word to take and see. Because so many times you get caught up in what I want and this, you do it my way or no way, or you get out of my house. We, you know, it's not right. But I'm going to go back up to verse number 18 because we talked about this. So first let's go to verse 17 one more time. And it says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husband as is fitting in the Lord. In other words, why are you faithful? Be faithful to the one that God gave you. Be faithful to your husband. But then it turns it around. Because Jesus is not just a wife. Cheaters can be a husband, too. A cheat is a cheat is a cheat. But it tells us this, because as husbands, do not go away from husbands. Love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Wives, submit to your husband, to your own husband. Come on now, get it right. Because it's fitting to the Lord. And then it tells the husband to give them all dictate of what we should do. Love your wife and do not be bitter towards her. And it tells children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. As we all know in our commandments, to love your mother and your father so your days may be longer on this earth. Well-pleasing to the Lord when you obey your parents. Fathers, do not provoke your children as they become discouraged. Parents, don't be beating on your kids for every little teeny thing. Don't call them everything but children of God. Don't tell them you'll be just like your own nasty dad. I can't stand your mama. You got to stop and look at the big picture. What do you want for our children? And then, you know, again, one of those words used by slave owners, but not reading the whole thing just enough to make you think that you're supposed to be in bondage forever. Bond servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service of men pleasing, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily after the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord, God, Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he's done, what he has done, and there is no partiality. God does not show partiality. Whatever you do, understand, there's consequences, because God does not show partiality. And if you go to Colossians 3 and 2, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Transformation is God's goal for us. And we cooperate, with this plan of spiritual morphosis when we train our mind to dwell on the things of God rather than on the things of men. We got to stand and know we all up in people's business. All up in it. You know, I love it. He said, to train our minds to dwell on the things of God rather than on the things. When we go to Colossians 13 and 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And we know that 3 and 2 was our title word for this morning. And what I just read in that life lesson is for that word for today. And I'm going to read it one more time because God just put in the spirit to do so. Transformation is God's goal for us. And we cooperate with his plans of spiritual metamorphosis when we train our minds to dwell on the things of God rather than on the things of the flesh. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. What a word. Thank you, God. Colossians 3 and 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That you, Paul has in mind here, is plural. You, as in all of you, as Jesus, we cannot grow into maturity in Christ Jesus without encouragement, help, and even the needs of others. Wow. Colossians 3:23. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. We can't be man pleasing. We got to please God. Colossians 3:23. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men. I'm going to hit that one more time. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord. Amen. In a real sense, everything we do for Jesus. We can do our jobs for Christ, or we can do them for a cranky supervisor. We can do ministry for those who perhaps don't appreciate it, or we can do it for Christ. It's our choice. Our choice. who you belong to. Setting your mind on things above or on things on the earth. What do you spend most of your day doing? Do you spend it with God, or do you spend it whining and complaining about he said, she said? We got to let it go and give it to God. And I love our prayer for this morning. And after our prayer, we're going to go into a word from Sister Carolyn and then it's a wrap. And the word for today, faithful in little. He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also in much. And he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much. And that is Luke 16:10 NASB. And we're going to go over to that word in our Word of God. And when we go over to bear with this coffee host this morning. Oh, my. He must have made the devil mad today. Ooh, I'm glad. Because I know that I'm good. Because God says I am. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go over to Luke chapter 16. Verse 10. And if you have that red letter Bible, these are words from Jesus. And it says, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Whew. But a word for one, you follow through with every promise you've ever made. Your consistency is beyond belief. No one can match your ability. Lord, let your character rub off on me as I walk intentionally with you. You see the big picture I hold in my heart. Give me perspective to give myself to put in front of me in the same way I think. I would, in my dream life, Lord, see that I have here and now as a gift. It's not just a training ground. Though it will serve that way, I'm sure as you grow and test my character, may I be found faithful to your heart. Whether I am mowing lawns, changing diapers, or running a company, may I faithfully follow through with my part. May all I do be laced with the love that you have woven through everything you touch. May the ministry bless yours. And when it falls short, may the humility of my repentance reflect you as well. Thank you, Lord, for everything I have today. I will not take it for granted. And the question for this morning is, what area of your life have you been writing off as unimportant? Whew, take that then. God will put a word in your heart and put mouth that you think is not that important. And our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, has sent us a great word. We were a little early getting off, and we just missed her word. But our word for today and yesterday is this, starting with yesterday, is no matter how difficult life can get, there is always some type of blessing that you can look back on that God has done. Think back, give him praise, and trust him. Well, we got to trust God in everything. And the word for today is right on point with our lesson. God will lead you where he wants you to be. But you have to talk to him daily to see where he wants you to go. The key is prayer. And she said, have a wonderful Wednesday. And I say to you this morning, have a wonderful Wednesday. Have a wonderful day. And knowing that you are special to God. and that you are loved by him. And the word that again God gave me, set your affection, mind on the things above, not on things on the earth. Remember who you are and what God put you on this to accomplish. Thank you, Father God, for all you do for us. And as I pray out, Father, I ask your blessings on each and every one. May the Lord watch between me and you. Now we're asking one for each other in Jesus' name. I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family. But it is a wrap. Because I do still have to go to work. Keep me in your prayers that this congestion will go away and this coughing will stop. In Jesus' name, I'm praying for healing. And I'm believing God for it. Thank you so much, family. Be blessed and know that I love you all. For you are all sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we are family. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap.